Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. It's 7:05 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live on KCNR1460.com, and with our new system, it is up and screaming. And speaking of screaming and up, it's Bad Bob.
Well, I don't know about the screaming part, but good morning.
Look at your voice. Look how deeper it's gotten. Wow. That operation worked.
So yeah, I'll be doing the Barry White thing until this passes.
Well, you know what? If it's Thursday, it must be Trish.
Good morning.
Good morning, Trish Clark. How are you?
I'm doing well.
You're fired up.
I am.
You are, but let's get some things out of the way first before we turn you loose here on what you've seen going on. But why don't you start us off with the weather here?
Yeah, good morning. And it is, it's a cool one out there this morning down in the Anderson area. It was a little cooler, 27 degrees, and now it's 39 degrees or 38 degrees in Redding. But it's going to be warm. We've got areas of frost before 10 a.m. A little bit of fog down around the river. And so we want to avoid that. But it's going to be warm today, high near 73.
Now, okay, what's going on with the weather? It's January the 17th, and we've got weather that's, you know, 73 degrees. Is it supposed to be like this? Well, was Al Gore right?
No, this is historically unpredictable areas. We go down into the freezing, and then we hit 2 or 3 days of the really nice weather.
Well, 38 to 72 is kind of like a big swing there.
This time of year is noted for extremely large swings as the fronts come through. Really? I have to ask my meteorologist wife to give me some more stuff.
I'm giving some statistics.
But, you know, statistics, but it's normal.
Okay. It's normal.
It just happens. What happens is
lies and statistics.
You know. Exactly. But then your fruit trees and everything will start budding out. And then it'll freeze again, and then so you lose that first.
You lose everything.
Oh, we get a false spring almost every year.
We absolutely do.
Okay.
But it's going to be beautiful weather through the end of the week, and the weather is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right, Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Tonight is pizza night.
Yes,
it is.
It's
handmade, hand-thrown. And, of course, music on the weekends, sporting clays, and horseback riding up there. And this might be a great weekend to go horseback riding. Okay, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors for our Market Minute, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive this morning, 45 points at 13,556. Standard & Poor's 500 is positive 4 at 1477, and the NASDAQ is positive 13 at 3130. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 41 cents at $11.37, and Citigroup down $1.15 at $41.33. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is up 2 cents at $16.90, and Exo Group is up 5 cents at $9.27. In the bond market, we're finding lower prices, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield up to 3.06, and in the commodity markets, we're finding crude oil up $1.18 at $95.86, gold down $10.60 at $1,672.60, and silver down 21 cents at $31.33. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Thank you, Kathy. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. If you have any questions about investments or, you know, how your money's doing or what your money should be doing, give them a call at 530-243-7561. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors. They're located on Park Marina Drive. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We're actually almost on schedule. And when we come back, you know what? I'm going to give you first shot because I've got some other things here that we need to talk about, too.
Okay.
And Trish came in steaming this morning about something that happened yesterday that she wants to kind of bring up. So we'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Bad Bob. This is KCNR 1460, your community radio.
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities. So it takes a commitment to take time to work out. And that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yax.
Mayco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine. Increase the value of your vehicle. And we'll have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Mayco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Mayco. America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Mako in Reading, 530-226-0992.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Ooh. Yeah, American Woman. Trish Clark is here. She's getting ready to take off. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. 34 degrees out there. Head on out and get that coffee when it's nice and warm. Cappuccino, latte, whatever it is, they'll fix it for you at great prices. And, of course, they meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Tomorrow, I'm sorry, today is the big day for their cigar event. Right down there at Tobacco and Brew. It starts at 5 p.m. It goes till 8 from Rocky Patella. Go on down there, and they've got the experts down there. They always have a super event on these cigar nights at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Now, Trish, yeah, it's yours.
It's a matter of disappointment. You know, I had high hopes with the two new members of our Board of Supervisors who were sworn in 2 weeks ago. And the first challenge they have to make a decision about the medical marijuana that's been around forever and ever and the grows in the unincorporated area and didn't feel as a board that they had enough information, which, boy, I don't know how much more information they need. This is not a new issue. It's not like it hasn't been around and been decided up and down the state. But so not having enough information, instead of continuing the item and going out and finding out what they needed to know, they did what republic forms of government should never do, and that is they decided to go with a committee. So now we're going to educate a committee, spend staff time and money, and we're going to bring a whole bunch of individuals that this public had no elective power over. They are not accountable to anybody. They're going to go behind closed doors. They're going to get educated. Then they're going to come back. And instead of the board of supervisors taking a recommendation from the staff, who obviously isn't qualified to give them the information, they're going to take it from a bunch of strangers, and then they're going to make a decision. They assign this committee. They've got to do what they say, right? Or the committee has wasted their time. Why won't they just do their job?
Well,
we elected them to make decisions.
I think that the fact is, we did this. This has come around the first time when they were talking about REU a couple of years ago, if you remember. REU was throwing people out of their houses because they couldn't pay their electric bills. The people marched. I mean, everybody got together on that. And what Stegall did was, and I mean, people were just, you know, standing, you know, standing room only. She says, well, we need a committee to study that. And I said, no. Of course, they voted to have a committee. 6 months later, and this is the city, they came back with recommendations. Gary Cannon, good people on it. Not saying the good people, they didn't try. They came back with the recommendations of like 10 recommendations. They may have done two of them, maybe. And then when things changed economically, they went away. I believe maybe one or two still there. But the bottom line is,
it's a way to diffuse the issue and not make a decision.
It's a way to diffuse the issue without making a decision. But to me, putting somebody between me and the information, now they're going to give me what they believe is the information. Instead of me talking to a medical marijuana grower and saying, okay, well, why do you know, what is the purpose of needing more? What is the purpose of having, you know, this many plants in this area? Explain this to me, why this is needed to keep people that need medical marijuana, you know, to keep their supply going. And then to the other side that says, wait a minute, they are running my way of life because of this. Why do I need somebody in between there? That's not what we hired these people for.
And that, it's an abrogation of power, and they do it repeatedly. I voted against every committee for 20 years. But beyond the ones required, like your planning commission or some of those that are allowed for in law. We elect these people. That's what a republic form of government is about.
Their time that's available. And I'm not seeing,
they make 50,000 plus
You have two people on there that are completely retired. Kehoe and Modi. And then you've got Bill Chappelle, who I'm not sure if he's still working or not, or if he's semi-retired. I'm not sure what Les Baugh does. And Pam Giacomini, I know, has a ranch up there. But it appears to me is that they're paying them a substantial amount of money.
They should put the time in to educate themselves, to make the decisions that were brought before them. Bottom line.
All right. No, I mean, I think you're right. I think that's the
committee studying it. And I don't think, you know, part of what bothers me is people do not understand the amount of staff time and preparation. They will tell you, yeah, but if the board does it and more than two of them are involved in it, then they have to have the minutes taken. It has to be done in public. Yeah. Okay. Have the meeting. If they're gathering all this wonderful information, open it up to the public. We're supposed to be able to know what our elected officials are doing. That's what the Brown Act is about. And that's why they want these committees, is so they don't have to tell the people when they're meeting, and we don't have to know what they're doing.
Well, you know, and then you take it on to the next part. How can I go from the Board of Supervisors to President Obama? If you remember during the times when things were going down bad and he was not attending his
briefings.
Intelligence briefings every day, he was getting a synopsis, they said, and it was because he was out campaigning or something, but he doesn't need to go be there every day. It's the same thing. If you're not looking the man in the face or the woman in the face that's briefing you, if you're not getting the nuances that's going around the room, like when the general's going, ugh, you know, or looking at you, you can't see that. It's not in the paper. How can you make a decision if this is a big decision? Is here's what the committee thinks. Well, guess what? This is not what the committee thinks. This is what you think. You know, it strikes me as sitting on some, like a throne. sitting on a throne and having the people come to you with the information, and they hold it above their heads and they hand it to you. That's bull. That's not right.
Yeah.
We'll take a break right now. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Ooh, you just get me going.
Are you
on
tired
here.
Of earning less than 0.5% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? If you have $300,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have a personal annuity I want to sell. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this personal annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account in this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $300,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. We offer other annuities as well, but for one investor with $300,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Come into Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive near the corner of Mistletoe and Hilltop. Locally owned and operated since 2007, personalized customer service is our specialty. Here at Bibles, Books, and More, we offer on-site Bible imprinting and mail-to-jail services. Special orders are no problem at Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week and serving brunch on Sunday, featuring fresh ingredients and flavors. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back. Linda, of course, is on sabbatical, and Trish Clark is here. It's Thursday.
And we've got lots of fun things to talk about
this morning. We do. We have lots of things to talk about. And the first thing is this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. Stop by and visit Steve Robertson, everybody, all your neighbors down there at Reading Crown Motors. Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership, and Ram trucks are the 2013 truck of the year. And you can see why. They carry out a selection of previously owned and brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs for everyone, and their service department will keep you on the road. And they treat those vehicles like they were, you know, their vehicles. That's why they keep them safe and out quick. All right. Electric rates going up 7.8%, but the city council's meeting on that.
You know, it
goes up like $9 a year, per month a year.
And certainly electric rates, PG&E's just put in for another big increase and all of the other electric providers. City of Reading people have enjoyed lesser electric rates for years.
Yeah, are you? That's true.
There's no question about that. I can't
figure out the rhyme and reason of how I heat the house, what electricity is. I will say one time that I think that, gosh, I've used a lot of electricity. Other times I'm really watching, it goes up. I mean, it's like, how does this work?
I think they guess. That's always been my opinion because sometimes, like you say, I don't think they actually read the meters. They can't possibly.
You know what? I'm going to put a video camera out there. And you know what? If they don't come through and I get a bill, I'm going to go, excuse me.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. The other thing, and it's on the front page. You know, something's happening and I don't know what it is. I've been looking at the editorials for a couple weeks. I'm starting to agree. Or maybe he's starting to agree with me. Not every one of them. Okay, no bad Bob's over going,
Oh, yeah,
no,
that's dangerous.
Bruce, it's Bruce Ross. I mean, Bruce writes most of them. You know, but some of the things, like today, he takes on the city and says, what a farce it was to get into this fist fight with the ACLU and the Tea Party over the library, and it cost us $285,000, which, by the way, he points out, would pay for a policeman to walk around that area and keep that place cleaned out.
Well, yeah. That was one of those times when they just, common sense, they just couldn't see their way to actually think it through and use some common sense and just kind of say, hey.
What was Rick DuVernay thinking?
I have no idea.
I mean, here it is. I mean, okay, you know, and here's the comments in the, of course, in those little comments they make on the blogs, which are, some of them are so inane.
I'm amazed that you actually read that stuff.
I read parts of them because I, you know, it's
I read them for like three or four days.
Guilty pleasure,
total.
Guilty pleasure.
And I just.
But the ones that, you know, they come in there, yeah, Tea Party, yeah, this is what you want, you got your 110,000, yeah, yeah, and it's Tea Party, Tea Party. And it's like, well, ACLU. ACLU got the lion's share of the money, and you had them, and there must be a reason that both the ACLU and a constitutional lawyer by the name of Pappas comes, you know, that rolls in on these things, and they, and it wasn't like they weren't telling the city, you know, you're not gonna win this. And not only did they lose the first case, instead of just cutting their, just, you know, okay, let's just end this right now, they appealed it. And that doesn't even count. The $285,000 didn't cost what the city paid its attorneys.
And what possible harm can be done by people handing out a few pamphlets in front of a library?
Well, you know, if you go over there and look, and I went over there to say, okay, well, what's this thing look like? And they're not right in the, they're not even close to the doors. They're away from the doors. They're out there and they, you know, they're people in their 60s and early 70s and they're handing out, you know, it's not like they're handing out that they're coming to you. You go by the, if you want to, you go to them.
You know, it's a free country and we ought to, I mean, most.
$285,000.
About it. And they're not going to be out there on a daily basis. If you don't want anything to do with them, you go around them. Don't walk by the table.
You don't have to walk. I mean, you don't have to go around them. You can walk straight into the, it's not like you have to go through a gauntlet of people screaming at you, take the Constitution! Take the Constitution!
Yeah,
they don't
and
do
like,
that.
And like, our citizen rereading the Constitution and becoming familiar with it would harm us somehow.
Well, maybe we should have every one of the people that we elect read the Constitution.
You know, they took their oath of office. It took them 2 weeks to forget what it was they swore to do.
Anyway, licenses. I've got 2 minutes. Driver's licenses for illegals. It's coming to California this year. I'll bet you $5 right now that before this year is over, you're going to see it. You just, well, you're going to see it because here comes the study. Oh, people without licenses are a lot worse drivers than people that are with licenses. Okay. All right. That makes sense because maybe you've gone through some training, but to give illegals licenses. I mean, I realize that most of them are just temporarily displaced tourists, but.
You can't give them the same kind of driver's license that citizens have because then they can show their driver's license and it is assumed and presumed that they in fact are citizens.
Unless
where does that lead?
Unless they're marked in a certain way, like a red stripe that goes across it that says, hey, this is a person with a license, but he's not a citizen of the country. What, you know, at that point,
non-citizen license?
But why not? The illegals here have the same rights as you do. They have.
No, that's not true. They have more rights than I do.
They're protected probably more than you are. They can't vote, at least not that we know of.
Well, they have a driver's license and you can't show it. You don't have to show identification to register anyway.
You can't, I just.
So you can, illegals can't vote.
No, you have to show identification to register, just not when you walk into the thing.
No, you don't. You fill out a form and mail it in. Who do you show your license to?
I thought it had to be attached to something that showed you were a citizen of the county. All right, we'll check that out. All right, hey, we have this Roptimus in here. running for king and queen. We're going to roll them in here next, right after this news. So you don't even have to show anything. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm saying you feel, I'm going to have to go look at the form again.
Okay, we're going to go look at the form again. We'll be right back.
Fox Business Network, better than expected reports on the U.S. housing and job markets are pushing stocks higher this morning. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 40 points. Meanwhile, United Airlines is pushing through its second air hike this year, and it's only January 17th. The airline's raising its base domestic fare by as much as 10 bucks each way. JetBlue also is following suit, raising its round-trip tickets by as much as $5. Typically, discounter Southwest has to match a fare hike for it to stick industry-wide because it flies the most domestic routes. And is college worth it? Ratings agency Moody's may have found the answer. It says the high cost of college plus growing public doubts about the value of a bachelor's degree and potential government spending cuts has caused it to revise down its outlook on the entire higher education sector to negative. Moody's suggests schools take bolder actions to cut costs. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here on a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. If you've been waiting to fill your tank, now is the time. We employ some of the best delivery drivers out there. So give Danny a call and get on the dispatch. And if you're in the mountains, you might see a dog sled pull up with a 55-gallon barrel strapped on it. We will get to you. Be patient. For all the folks with no power, we have a lot of portable heaters ready to go and odorless kerosene. If you need propane, we have 25 to 1-gallon bottles ready to go. Stop by the plant, even if it's raining, we'll go outside and wait on you. If you have a small heater or an older one and you want to trade up, give Johnny or Bobby a call. We'll see what we can do to get you into a new heater, or maybe a tune-up. With everybody using online for ordering fuel or paying their bills, Kathy and Sherry are feeling a little neglected. So give them a call and say hello. 241-2196. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
You are a responsible gun owner. Whether you like to hunt, target shoot, enjoy working on weapons, or just want to own one for protection, Bastiani Arms is the place for you. Bastiani Arms is Redding's leading firearm headquarters. Friendly, professional customer service, a commitment to education, and Redding's finest product lines. They pride themselves on only selling quality firearms. Hunters, target shooters, and law enforcement officials agree that Bastiani Arms is a trusted resource for advice, sales, and repair of firearms. They've earned a reputation for quality and excellence, and they're committed to safe, responsible gun ownership. Call Bastiani Arms today at 530-222-8222 and talk to one of their trained professionals. Ask about their firearm instruction, concealed carry, and hunter safety classes. See Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading or call 530-222-8222. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, your community radio for the North State. Of course, Linda's on sabbatical and it's Thursday, so it must be Trish Clark.
Good morning,
Trish.
Good morning.
Yeah, hey, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The chat room, of course, is really happy about the idea of illegals getting driver's licenses. We beat up on the fact that having committees, both of us are adamant about not having
make
committees.
Make your decision. We elected We've you. Elect, make your decision.
No, we elect people to make decisions. I mean, you put committees in between. That's just not right. And then, of course, the, illegals getting licenses, which is, I bet you it's going to happen this time. I mean, there's nothing, I don't think there's anything you can do about it. First of all, because the Democrats control everything. And then the other thing, of course, is, why in the heck the city went on with this lawsuit when everybody could just tell them this is not a good idea. And it cost us $285,000, which of course would be the, which would pay for a policeman to go by the library and help clean out the area. Bruce Ross was right in his editorial. Okay, Bruce, there it is. I really like the part where you likened yourself as a homeless person when they push you off to the side and nobody talks to you.
I got to read that editorial.
You got to read that editorial.
I didn't get a chance to do that.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers, serving Shasta County since 2004. They help our seniors or the people that need the assistance with transport, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, and personal care. Every one of the employees at Home Helpers is background checked, drug and OMB screened, bonded, and insured. Give Sharon Clark a call to schedule a complimentary in-home assessment at 530-226-8350. That's 530-226-8350. Okay, if it's Thursday and it's getting close to Mardi Gras, it must be Soroptimus time, and Mike Ferrier is here. Mike.
You betcha.
Mike's running for king.
I'm running for king. I'm also a pit boss for Soroptimus. This is one huge party. It is on the 26th, that's Civic Auditorium, 7 o'clock to midnight. We have a great time. I am a king candidate. There are three king candidates and three queen candidates. What we're looking for is votes. You can vote online or you can vote by buying tickets from king or queen candidates. Online, you go to Soroptimist, no S on the end of Soroptimist, SoroptimistReading.com. You'll see a place in the bottom left-hand side of the screen to vote for Mardi Gras, king and queen, and all of the candidates are great. I'm here. I'm definitely asking for your vote. We'd love to have you go there. It's very quick.
You can vote once a day.
Once a day from each
forever.
IP address.
That's right.
Well, until the 25th.
Okay,
until
the 25th.
Until the 25th.
You can vote on the 26th, but nobody cares.
Yes.
Now, Mike, you're involved with the Reading Lions Club.
Yes, I am.
And the Giant Flag.
The Enterprise Lions Club.
I'm sorry, Enterprise.
Yes.
And you all are the driving force, of course, behind the Giant Flag.
I'm the keeper of the flag. Yes. And we just put up a summer flag. The weather's looking good here for a while. So we put up a summer flag so it flies beautifully out over the freeway and, the folks that are driving by on I-5 can see what's going on. And, we have more walk-ins.
Another candidate just walked in and insulted Mike.
So. I take up back rubs anytime I can get them. Thank you, Barbara. Barbara, why don't you come over here? And, I keep the flag. It's an honor to be able to do that. And, it's been up for 10.5 years now. And there's a fun setup to be able to keep it going forever.
Well, you know what? It's a big thing here in town. So.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, so Mike Ferrier and, of course, Barbara Harrison just
Our
walked
first queen
in.
Candidate has
yes.
arrived.
Good morning. Thank
Good
you for having
morning.
Us.
Well, you know, when you mention Barbara Harrison, it's synonymous with helping people and different groups of people here in Reading and the North State. You can't think of a good cause, Make-A-Wish, Turtle Bay, anything without Barbara Harrison coming.
Thank you for the kind words. You're too good to me this morning.
Okay, get out. All right. Okay. No.
That doesn't normally always happen that he's that nice to
Well,
me.
You know what, Barbara?
I'm kidding.
How could you say that?
I'm kidding.
And you're running for queen.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Why do you want to be queen?
Well, Dan Kupski nominated me, bless his soul. And I thought, yeah, this is a good deal because about 3 or 4 years ago, I was honored, and I mean honored, to win the Ruby Award from Sir Optimus. And that's a big honor. It's a big deal. And I love what they do, how they help women. They help children. They provide scholarships for our community, which I think is a good deal because I'm doing two different scholarship committees myself for other organizations. So I really believe in it. Anyway,
Sir Optimus is a worldwide organization.
Yes,
that has been around for years and years.
International.
And yeah. International. The women involved are all very busy.
Achievers.
I fit right in.
Yes, they
well,
are.
And, that, and no, that's exactly right.
They are.
Because
achievers.
They are professional women.
Busy ladies.
And they're busy ladies. Generally went for years. In fact, to be a Sir Optimist, you had to be in a position of authority. And you had to be the owner, the manager.
Right.
They've relaxed those rules over the years. But I've been a member of Sir Optimist for years.
I'm good for
kind
you.
Of in a hiatus now. I've been in with the Anderson Group since, uh-huh. In fact, I was one of the charter members of the group down uh-huh. there. I'm also a blackjack dealer at your at this
yes, you
thing
are.
Every
are you
year.
Good?
I certainly enjoy that.
I love walking up behind the dealers and kibitzing with them and maybe distracting them
the
a little
community.
Bit.
Oh, the event is a blast. I mean, it's really fun. I remember last year. What was it? Linda sat at a table for 3 hours.
Wasn't my table because I'm a real.
I don't know.
Well, let me tell you about it.
Blackjack.
The only reason,
sat there and she
the only reason Linda is still not there is because. And let's talk Pit Boss.
Yes.
Walked around and was an ass and chased everybody
Ooh.
Away from that table.
Really?
We can say that word. And he was.
He just got looked at.
We're there for a fundraiser and this guy is trying to make it like you're in Vegas. Hey, wait a minute.
I heard about that.
The dealers are pushing money across.
Yeah.
Everybody, woohoo!
Yes.
Here, buy more drinks. Oh,
yes.
Hey. And, you know, that thing. But that was the only incident I've ever seen of all the times I've gone. So. And I didn't mention names, so I mean, you know, but you heard about it too.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah.
So, but
we
it's
can
a
fix
great
that.
Time. It's a great time. Now,
well,
we
tell,
gotta,
tell oh, this guy, let him take care
we
of
gotta
it.
We got to take a break. Oh, that's what Bob's doing. He's saying, break. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, we have Barbara Harrison and Mike Ferrier here. They're running for king and queen of the Sir Optimus.
And we need,
Mardi
they,
Gras.
They showed up early, so they should get
that's
the
right.
votes today.
That's right.
Go for it
right now.
We should
we'll
get the votes
right
every day. What is this?
Yeah.
The British are coming!
That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a bridge cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
With one spark, hope for many people went up in flames Christmas Day. In the wee hours of the morning, the Good News Rescue Mission on South Market Street caught fire and sustained heavy damage. The time couldn't have been worse. First, flooding, then the fire. At a time when the homeless are most in need because of the cold weather. So the mission is in dire need of your help. Go to GNRM.org or search Good News Rescue Mission and click on Donate to see how you can help. Thank you.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
A word from R&B Sharpening and Sales.
Well, 26 years ago, we officially opened up on my birthday, November 20th, and just to make it a fun day, you know. My philosophy has been in this thing. We went on the concept that service and quality work going out of that place, or I wouldn't put up with it. If it isn't right, it's not going out with our name on it. The attitude of quality and service has paid off.
R&B Sharpening and Sales, East Side Road, 365-1479.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bot. Linda, of course, is on sabbatical, but Trish Clark is here.
Good morning.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Small chip or cracks up to 24 inches long. He guarantees his work, and he'll fix it. And if he can't fix it, he tells you up front. He's located at 3280 Market Street here in Reading. He's a veteran. He's a good guy. Give him a call at 241-8373. That's Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay. We have another.
We have one more person we're waiting for.
Oh, well, we're on live on the air. So say hello.
Well, good morning to you. Is it morning yet? I'm ready.
We're talking about, this is a Soroptimist Mardi Gras, and they have the King and Queen. And so everybody votes for the King and Queen, and our candidates are Michael Burke, Mike Ferrier, and Lucky Jez Ronnie. All good people, by the way. All of you are good people. And,
of course,
Barbara Harris and Melissa Hunt and Angela Jones.
And, yes. And I'm Sherry Hoyer.
And Sherry Hoyer is here, and she's the one that's running it.
Oh, no. Don't give me that.
Okay.
I'm publicity. That's what I do. I'm promoting this.
Well, where's everybody?
Well, I know there's a chamber event going on this morning. So I know Michael Burke will be there. Angela Jones will be there. And Melissa Hunt is in
on
Sacramento.
Her way. Oh.
She's in Sacramento.
Okay. Now, the what does this for Optimus? I mean, there's money raised. The whole thing is for a fundraiser to help.
Absolutely.
Okay. This where does the money go to?
Scholarships, projects, and programs for women and girls. That's what we promote. Okay, here locally in Shasta County.
It all stays local.
Absolutely.
That's even better. Okay. Now, can you give us an example of some of the programs you all have done?
Programs. Let's see. We started the Secret Witness Program. We still promote it. We still have members of our club that are on the committee. We actually began the Senior Citizens Hall. We built that. We promoted it. We still finance it. Whatever they need, something like a new roof or a stage, we're there for them.
Okay. So the Soroptimus is a live, vibrant organization of active women who are big in the business community here.
Absolutely.
And are achievers.
Well, that's what we hope for.
That is. And this Mardi Gras is a great time. Barbara Harrison, I saw, you know, people don't, I hate to just say this, but on one of the 21 tables was dancing.
Oh.
She was up on there dancing.
And I did it well. Thank you.
And you know what? And she had strings of beads around her neck, and I'm not sure what that meant.
Oh. Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it was?
When you walk
Have
in
you
the
never
door.
Have you been to New Orleans, honey?
No. So how'd you get those strings of beads?
I worked hard.
Okay, all right. That's hard. What I thought.
She says that, honey, really good. Yeah, honey.
All right. Okay, now how do people vote? Let's talk about that one more time. Okay, Barbara.
Go for it. Okay, www.soroptimusreading.com. You can vote once every 24 hours. Please vote for one of our wonderful king and queen candidates. They're worthwhile to vote for all of them, even though there's some close ties here going on. But we've had a few glitches, but we've worked them out. Other than that, we're doing great. It's very close. It's exciting. We're on fire. So go out and vote every day until midnight on Friday, the 25th.
Okay. And you can vote more than once.
You can vote every 24 hours, and they will not
and
let you in.
And you can vote for a different
they
person.
They will not let you in. Beyond that 24 hours, they go off your computer, and if you go in before 24 hours, you can't vote.
Can you go to a different computer?
Oh, yeah. Amen.
You can go down to the library and use all of their computers.
Once per IP address.
You can go in iPhone, iPad, computer, go down to the office, another computer.
I can vote six times a day right here in this, here in the studio.
There you go.
That's right. Anyway. Okay, well, you know what? Thank you so,
One more thing.
Sure.
Every ticket that one of our king or queen candidate sells, they get 5 votes. And that's the surprise part of this, okay? Uh-huh. That's so not counted until after midnight. Yeah.
Okay.
Those don't get
counted till that night.
Exactly.
So, so we don't know. Whatever it says on the screen for your voting could be different. Could be different than
my tickets are in the jacket pocket right now. They're right here.
Mine are right here too.
Okay. So and how do you buy the tickets from? Do you all just like go from door to door, or you stand on a corner that says we have tickets for Mardi Gras?
Not to be confused with Panhandle.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you can say if you hold the sign right, it works. Yeah. You know, have tickets for Mardi Gras, and then what? $5 a piece.
Ten
bucks a piece. Yes. You know what? People will stop.
And you know, we're really into this. This is a wonderful, friendly competition between the candidates. We're having a good time with it. And yeah.
So you don't care if you win or not, is that it, Mike?
No.
That's not what he said.
You know, I was out of town for 5 days. I'm running a little behind in the voting. Come on, folks. Boost me back up there again.
And I think they both deserve some extra votes today for showing up here with us this morning.
There you go. Yeah, thank you, Trish. Just to be on the show, you know, is
we appreciate you doing this.
So I'll go vote today for them.
Exactly. All day long. On a lot of different computers.
There you go.
She's going to go down to the
senior center. I don't want to take that idea out of your head whatsoever.
I'm going to go to the Anderson Senior Center, and I'm going to hit all the computers down there, and then I'll go home and hit all of those.
We want to thank Sherry Hoyer, who is the publicity chairman for the Seroptimus Mardi Gras. When is that going to be? That's January the 26th.
Right.
It starts at 7 p.m. and it goes to
midnight.
And I tell you what, for dancing and drinking, and then you have gifts up there. So as you win on the tables, you can go on up there and then take everything you've won, and then you get stuff. Right.
Also,
I mean, you go up there. I mean, you just turn in your winnings, and then you can get things. I mean, you receive prizes and stuff. Nice prizes.
When you buy your tickets, you also go into a drawing for raffle prizes.
Okay. So.
And every 15 minutes, we're giving out a very large, big prize.
Carl. And you know what? We have
secret caller alert. Good morning, Melissa.
Hello, Melissa.
Good morning.
I'm
around Maxwell, I think, and I'm headed to a League of California Cities meeting in Sacramento today, but I wanted to call in and encourage people to buy tickets from me as well as vote for me, and I can be reached on either Facebook or at melissanandersson@yahoo.com. You know, all your donations go to the Seroptimist, and they do awesome stuff for women and children in our community, and Mardi Gras is going to be a lot of fun.
You know what? Anytime you're involved in it, Melissa, it's a lot of fun. Okay?
Hi, Carl. Give your wife a hug for me. I miss you guys.
We miss you too. All right. Thanks, Melissa. You be careful out there driving. Okay.
Okay. Well, I pulled over like a good driver.
Oh, really? Really? Okay. What is that sound of wind rushing by the car then? Is that cars going by?
Those are cars passing.
Okay. All right.
Going too fast.
We'll talk to you later, Melissa. Okay, we're way past our break, so we're going to take that right now. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Seroptimist.
Are you tired of earning less than 0.5% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? If you have $300,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have a personal annuity I want to sell. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this personal annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account in this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $300,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. We offer other annuities as well, but for one investor with $300,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Have you ever served in the armed forces? Were you in the National Guard or a reservist who deployed on active duty? Are you in need of housing, or do you know of a veteran who needs housing? As a veteran, you should know that there are services available for you. Drop by the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street in Reading. There will be food and refreshments and one-on-one information. The more veterans who know about these services, the fewer will be left behind. We need your help to get the word out. If we can identify 300 veterans who are couch surfing or staying with friends or family or who are homeless, additional housing assistance will be made available for veterans in Shasta County. So we're counting on you to be at the Veterans Hall for the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Wednesday, January 30th.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week and serving brunch on Sunday, featuring fresh ingredients and flavors. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State, and we're proving it today.
Yes.
Whack, whack. Okay, our guests today are the candidates for Sir Optimus King and Queen.
For the upcoming Mardi Gras.
Which is going to be on January the 26th. And today with us is Mike Ferrier and Barbara Harrison and Melissa Hunt called in. She's on her way. That you have the people that are nominated are people that do things for our community, and I think that's the bottom line. So, Mike, last thoughts here before we
come have a good time. It's going to be a party this year. There is going to be a very great dinner. The dinner is $17. If you'd like to come in, we'll have a nice arrangement for you to be able to enjoy your dinner. Then you can play at the tables. We have craps, roulette.
But do you have to buy the dinner to come in? You don't.
No.
So you can come in early, have the dinner, then head on down to the tables.
It's an opportunity, not an obligation.
Well, that's really good. I like that. And then Barbara.
And let me just say something about the food they're going to be serving. We have a new caterer at the Civic now. Mm-hmm. I met with him yesterday on a couple other issues, and what a neat guy. I mean, he really knows what he's doing. He's also the chef at 202. So we're in good hands here, folks. We're going to have a great meal. Yeah.
Okay, tell us one more time how you vote.
www.siroptimusreading.com. Vote every 24 hours.
And you can vote. Only thing you have to do is if you go to that page, my friends, is you'll see all the pictures. And only thing you have to do is you put you just check on it and then just say vote now. And now you voted. It's easy to do, and it's for a great cause.
Right.
And you can also buy tickets from them.
Yeah, please remember, we are selling tickets. When Mike and I are here on the bandstand trying to tell everybody to call us or whatever you need to do.
Call me.
We'll deliver.
Okay, what do they call? What number
524-0223.
That's for Barbara and Mike.
And mine is 941-9977. It's on my belt.
Great. Wow. It's on your belt?
His phone.
Okay, I got it. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot for coming in. And we appreciate
that. Thank you for having us.
Where do you go with that?
No, we're going to,
That would have been good.
Right here.
Okay. Our chief of police, Rob Paletti, is going to be our guest in the next hour. He's been delayed by business, and he's going to be here ASAP. So that's good. Anyway, thank you so much for being here, and we'll be there on the night. And just, I know we love dancing there.
And blackjack and
can I sell you a ticket?
Roulette and all kinds of stuff. It's a really good party.
It is a good party.
And
if you are a craps player, we have a great time at the craps tables. It is real fun.
Okay. All right. The Seroptimist, the Mardi Gras, January 26th, 7 p.m. Vote on the online. We'll be right back after these messages. Our guest, when we come back, will be Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. How many hostages are still alive? How many escaped? And how many are dead in Algeria? We don't know for sure after a raid on the terrorist kidnappers. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen has the latest live.
Dave, it seems the Algerian army is attempting to take control of the gas facility where militants claimed to have taken 41 Westerners hostage yesterday. US military sources tell Fox News chaos ensued several hours ago now when the Algerian military attacked with helicopter gunships. Since then, it's been hard to get information. There are reports a number of people have been killed, although we know at least some of the Americans on site have escaped. It's also been confirmed an Irishman has made it out safely, Dave.
Well, Simon, Fox News has learned at least one U.S. unarmed drone is overhead in that situation, providing watch and intelligence. The terror attack on the U.S. consulate in Libya is still unsolved, so today the head of the FBI has reportedly traveled there. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The Libyan sources say FBI Director Robert Mueller is in the capital of Tripoli, meeting with top government officials about last year's attack. U.S. investigators complain about poor cooperation from governments in the region. Al-Qaeda-linked militants are blamed for the September 11th siege of the U.S. compound in Benghazi that left Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans dead. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton scheduled to testify about Benghazi during a pair of Capitol Hill hearings next week, Dave.
Jared, the day after President Obama unveiled new gun control proposals, the NRA says it has no problem with tighter background checks, but opposes an assault weapons ban, and President David Keene adds,
"The idea that your doctor would ask you if you have firearms in your house as part of an examination of your health is repugnant."
And one of the president's 23 executive actions clarifies Obamacare does not prohibit a doctor from asking a patient about guns or reporting if a patient threatens violence. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 56 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The deals are heating up during John Deere's Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new 3E tractors or on 45 to 75 horsepower 5D and 5E tractors. Plus, take up to $1,500 off when you buy two implements. Come see us today. Offer ends January 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plans. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Visit one of Floyd A. Boyd's five locations, online at floydaboyd.com or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine, but she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
Sentencing is scheduled to start this hour for an accused terrorist in Chicago.
Tahawar Rana was convicted of providing support to a Pakistani group that carried out the 2008 terror attacks in Mumbai, India. 160 people died. Rana was also found guilty of backing a never-carried-out plot to attack a Danish newspaper that printed cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. They sparked deadly riots overseas. Defense attorneys who are asking for no more than 9 years behind bars say their client was duped into committing crimes by longtime friend David Headley, who will be sentenced next week. Prosecutors say Rana is a terrorist and want the maximum 30-year sentence. In Chicago, Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
The U.S. soldier accused of massacring 16 civilians in Afghanistan goes to military court near Seattle today. Staff Sergeant Robert Bales is expected to plead not guilty. Because he's not cooperating with a review of his sanity, the Army wants to block Bales from using a mental health defense. Okay, this is a little gross, but it's also remarkable what's being done to treat an intestinal infection.
The infection kills 14,000 people a year. It sickens about 300,000. Surprisingly, it's caused by antibiotics, which have the side effect of killing good bacteria in a patient's intestines. The study reported in the New England Journal of Medicine found that almost all patients who were treated by transplanting diluted feces from a healthy person got better, sometimes in just a day. The good bacteria from the donor killed the bad bacteria in the patient. Doctors hope the study leads to more acceptance of this unusual treatment. Steve Knight, Fox News Radio.
Quite a catch in Florida, an 11-foot Burmese python.
It takes a lot of food to grow a python to that size.
University of Florida biologist Frank Mazzotti. The catch is part of a challenge for hunters to help eradicate the predator snakes from the Everglades. Catch the biggest one, you get $1,000. The person who gets the most pythons wins $1,500. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is January the 17th. It is 8:06 in the morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. Yes, Angel, call us now. And KCNR1460.com is our streaming computer link. And you can get in our chat room on that. And my guest host on Thursdays, it's not even, you're not a guest anymore. Our, my Thursday co-host is Trish Clark.
Good morning.
And Linda, of course, is on a sabbatical for a few weeks and doing things around the house, and you saw all that. And she's torn the house apart.
Moving offices and getting music organized and...
She's redoing kitchens and all that. So, I mean, there's just a lot of things going on. That's for sure. Well, you know, our guest today is going to be Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti, and he is, and the chief is in the building. And we've got a couple other things going on too, but the first thing we're going to do is, do we have Wells Fargo here? Yes, we do. Okay. Let's start off our morning with Kathy Lathrop Cummings, our Wells Fargo advisor with our Market Minute. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 60 points at 13,571. The S&P 500 is positive 5 at 1478. And the NASDAQ is positive 12 at 3130. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 39 cents at $11.39, and JP Morgan Chase down 28 cents at $46.54. Stocks of local interest, Pepsi is up 43 cents at $71.91, and XO Group is up 4 cents at $9.26. In the bond market, we're finding lower prices this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.87%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up $1.06 at $95.74. Gold is up $3.50 at $16.86.70. And silver is up 12 cents at $31.66. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9:06 right here on KCNR. You want some great advice? Go on down to Park Marina Drive where their offices are. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. Weather.
It is 38 degrees as we speak. Areas of frost before 10 p.m. They're 10 a.m. this morning. Otherwise sunny with a high near 73 degrees. The rest of the week is going to be cool in the evenings, but we're going to have sunshine. 71 degrees, 72 on Friday.
It is too warm for all this to happen, but now because it's nice and warm, you can head on up to Anselmo's because the weather is brought to you by
Anselmo Vineyards.
Pizza night tonight, music and dancing on the weekend. 474-5546. Horseback rides. This would be a beautiful time to take some horseback rides up there. And, of course, the sporting clays they have.
And Sunday brunch and wine tasting throughout the week.
Great deal up there. All right, let's go to our first caller. Ruth, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Don't you just love living up in an area where it's going to be the 70s in January?
You know what?
Isn't that
amazing? And then that night it's 35. Yeah, that's good.
Well, who cares about at night? You're toasty, all warm under your bed. But and speaking of Anselmo's, I was out there for brunch last weekend, and it was fabulous, absolutely fabulous.
Okay, well, you know it is. I've yet to have a bad meal out there. But you're calling for a specific reason.
Well, I'm calling because February 27th is the anniversary of Chapelgate. And as we approach that anniversary date, myself and some other folks have asked the question, what has the county done to improve the relationship with business owners after our rally last year? And as we presented the county with 300 signatures, and they were informal signatures, but we wanted to let the county know, hey, something has to be done to improve that relationship, to really understand that there's a problem with their customer service.
And you know what, Ruth? I think they need to be reminded again, because the answer to the question is, what have they done, is absolutely nothing.
Well, that you're right. And I know that they got together and they said, hey, let's get together. Let's see how we can improve and what can we do to improve. The Board of Supervisors had told the public that that's what was going to happen, that they were going to create a committee and sort of...
A committee. At,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
A committee?
Well, that they were going to look at with it in-house to see what they could do to make things better. And I never heard the result of that. I don't know, maybe you did. But no. I never heard the result of what they were going to do to, or any bullet points, so to speak, of what they were going to do to improve the relationship with business owners in Shasta County. Are you aware of anything that they might have done?
No. You know what, that's a good question, too, because I remember the day that so many people, I mean hundreds of people, went up there that day.
And the Board of Supervisors chose to have another meeting at exactly the same time in their boardroom.
Concerning the management of their divisions, of their different sections. And the only thing that I can say that I've seen as a difference is that Russ Mall supposedly retired, yet I hear he's still there. So I'm not sure if he retired or not, and that should kind of make a difference, I would think. But what positive steps have the Board of Supervisors done? Frankly, I don't know. I don't know if they've done any or if they've put anything in writing, but this is something we need to call and ask. Well, who's your supervisor?
Mine is Leonard Modi.
Let's call Leonard and ask him. Leonard, you know, you had this meeting, so what positive steps have been taken?
Well, I thought we should take it a little bit further, actually. I thought that maybe what we should do is invite or ask Reverse Anselmo if we could have another rally to ask the question, what could we do, and to just kind of make people in the public aware that here's what we did to raise awareness. Here's what we basically just asked the county. Can't common sense come into play on this issue? And the county responded with basically, no, they can't. And the lawsuit continues and so on and so forth. But as that happened, Dr. Powers emerges. So issues are still coming up, and they all have a common thread. And so what we thought we would do as a group of us, get together and ask the question why to the County Board of Supervisors and bring business people together to not only ask the question why, but to possibly get together and be a resource for business people. So we're going to gather and come up with sort of goals for this group, and maybe we can be a resource for business people and also for the county to say, you know, we really would like to see some best business practices and some changes with the county and make a much easier path for people that want to get involved to build a business or have a business in the county and just create a much easier pathway.
This is a great
idea. Questions are answered.
This is a great idea, Ruth, and this is something that we're going to take a lot more time to discuss on this. But
exactly.
This is just kind of the opening shot, I think. But we need to follow this up. We've got a month to put a lot of people together. And this is not, you're doing a horrible job. This is We need to do these things to move our county forward. And unfortunately, we haven't been seeing that lately.
Well, I think what's important is to identify those common threads that these people, these business owners have that are creating such a problem, and unclog that wheel. Unclog it with people who have the know-how. And if the county isn't going to be a resource for those people wanting to have a business, then I guess we can be. We can create a group of business.
The county has to have
we'll do it.
The county's got to have an open mind, because no matter what you do on the outside, it's still going to come down through them at some point.
And the Board of Supervisors needs to step up and find out why the system is not working and make it work.
That's right. Okay, Ruth, we've got to run, but trust me, there'll be a lot more on this before February.
Have a great day.
Thanks a lot, Ruth. All right. Hey, our guest is Raymond Police Chief Rob Pelletti. He's here. We're going to take a quick break and get right back to the chief. But right now, the first thing we're going to talk about is the drop in crime. And let's talk about the success of that and why that's happening.
You show us everything you got.
15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Gun owners of California United Redding Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Redding Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Yeah, I lost my mind. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, we're back here at KCNR 1460. Chat Pack is on the roll here, and our phone line is 530-605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people down there doing great work. Redding Police Chief Rob Pelletti is with us.
Good morning.
Morning,
the
Rob.
The crime rate has dropped.
Well, it's dropped since June. It's since still June. Up over last year, so I just want to make sure we have that in perspective. But
it's dropped a lot, though, since June.
The property crime rate, when I did the mid-year crime report to the city council, our property crime rate percentage-wise was up 57%. since then, in, you know, since July, really, since the opening of the Tom got the floor of the jail open and we got the contract jail bed space, our crime rate has gone from 57% increase to ending the year at about 28%. So it's been a good drop. I think that the bed space has had something to do with it. I think what's even more important is I think that the community is starting to respond to the crime prevention message that we've been pushing. When I talk to alarm companies, a lot of people are getting alarms installed. A lot of people that didn't monitor their alarms are now monitoring their alarms. I talk to people about what they've been doing to improve the safety in their homes. People are locking their doors now. So I think that there's a lot that the community is doing to protect itself in what is now the current reality.
I mean, I know people that have alarm systems and they didn't have them turned on. I went, so why would you have an alarm system if you don't have it turned on?
Well, a lot of people buy a house that has an alarm system, but then they don't activate that alarm system and coordinate with an alarm company. So,
but the important message there is that the community is stepping up and taking some responsibility in maintaining our community and keeping our community safe. That's what's got to happen. There's never going to be enough money in the future or now where we can have enough policemen around to take care of everything we need.
Well, I mean, we don't have enough police officers to put one, you know, on every corner and protect, you know, everybody.
I don't want one
time.
On every corner.
And I don't want I love this. I love that the public is stepping up and being responsible.
And unfortunately, you know, in the way, you know, I like to have, you know, some data background to support the things that I say. And unfortunately in this one, there's no data that I have that says that, you know, 80% of Redditors now locking their doors or 90%. It's more anecdotal when I talk to people and I go out and do a lot of speaking engagements. And I think that the community's responded to that crime prevention message. And I think that probably has as much to do with, you know, that decrease in property crime rate as a little bit more bed space that we've had.
You know, I think that, yeah, people aren't leaving computers in the back of their cars or purses out and stuff like that. But you know what? But then that works. And I just, you know, when we go back into, because we had headlines saying is that, you know, we're the worst crime in the United States this year?
Well, it said that, our violent crime rate had risen the highest percentage in the country. Well, you know, that, I'm not going to dispute the data. The data is what it is. The violent crime rate in a 5-year period went up, I think it was 105%. What I have a problem with and the problem I had with that article is that when your crime rate starts low, extremely low, and you go up, that percentage that they use to compare goes up. I mean, if I start with zero and I get five, you know, I've got a 500% increase. So, you know, the problem I had with that article wasn't that the data was incorrect. The problem I had is that it paints a picture that Redding's general safety is worse than Detroit, Stockton, Oakland, you know, and places like that. And we're simply not. When you look at our violent crime rate, a majority of our violent crime is aggravated assault. And a large portion of that is domestic violence. We do have a domestic violence problem in Shasta County. I don't think there's anybody that even disputes that. So, you know, the hard part for us when it comes to domestic violence and preventing it is it takes place in the home where there's constitutional protections to keep us out. We also have had a string of, you know, fights and one stabbing and a couple of other things in the downtown parking structure after the bars close. So I've actually got a meeting tomorrow set up that Kenny Breedlove helped me set up with the all the bar owners to sit down and say, you know, what are some solutions that we can come up with? Because, you know, we don't need that impression of those businesses. How can we work together to prevent the violence that's taking place after the bars close? So,
well, we got to take a break here. I didn't know there was fights and a bunch of fights down there. It doesn't surprise me because it's bars, but. You know, and there's people that
we haven't had.
I didn't know, but I haven't heard anything about.
We haven't had a bunch. We've had a few.
So, okay,
but I want to meet with the bar owners and come up with a solution before we have a bunch.
All right. Before the guys bring their friends back.
Right.
Okay, we'll be right back. Redding Police Chief Rob Pelletti is our guest, and Trish Clark and I are here. You know, being his inquisitors, if that's the right word. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of earning less than 0.5% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? If you have $300,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have a personal annuity I want to sell. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this personal annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account in this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $300,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. We offer other annuities as well, but for one investor with $300,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine, increase the value of your vehicle, and will have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State, Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is 8:26 in the morning, 530-605-4567. Tomorrow at 11 o'clock, Haven Humane is having a grand opening and ribbon cutting ceremony at the Morgan Adoption Center right out there in Haven Humane. And it's the new, brand new place. It is absolutely beautiful, and it takes very good care of the animals that they have there. It's at 7449 East Side Road. Starts at 11 o'clock. And I, you know, if you can get out there, you ought to see it. This is really a great place. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti, and the crime statistics have gone down. And where there's nothing you can point your finger at, but probably a lot of it is that people are listening about just watching their stuff, locking their doors, making it harder for the bad guys. And now there's, and so you've, when anytime you've noticed a trend, like in this case, there's been a couple fights in the parking structure after the bar shut down. You're having a meeting right now.
Yeah. I want to, you know, try to look at what's emerging as fast as possible and be able to respond to it. You know, I'm not the kind that's going to ignore it until it becomes a big problem before we start to address it. And I'll tell you, I mean, it was really helpful to me because, you know, I haven't met all the bar owners yet, and this will be a good opportunity for me to do that. I made one phone call to Kenny Breedlove, said, "Hey, Kenny, I need your help," and he set up the meeting. So, you know, the cooperation that we're getting from, you know, business owners that want to help and work to improve our community has been really good as well.
And that's a good thing because there has been in the past, you know, we've tried really hard to get the downtown area open and active again and get the people coming down there and doing good things. And we've been successful. We've got some great bars going down there, some really nice eating places. The theater district is getting up and running. And so we don't want it to go back to where we were having the constant bad ones. This is great, proactive, everybody helping make it work.
Well, and I think that, the downtown is changing back for the better. The officers were successful. You know, we have a problem-oriented policing project assigned to every hotel in the downtown, and we worked on the worst one that we could find in conjunction with County Public Health that does the health inspections on the hotels, as well as code enforcement and our officers. We were successful by cooperating with the DA's office to get an abatement order to order from the judge to force that owner to clean up his property. A lot of the, some of the people that are in those downtown hotels are the poorest in our community. And, you know, that's the place where they can find refuge if they can't, you know, afford the deposit to get an apartment or rent a house.
And we talked about
that. And we're
not
trying to run them off. We're just trying to make it safe for them to live there.
Well, when we went in and did the inspections, I mean, we've got, Bill Nagel did a presentation at the Reading City Council on that project. And, you know, the code enforcement violations with electrical, the health violations with, you know, human waste that's on the mattresses and on the walls in rent-ready rooms. I think that, you know, yes, they deserved better than that when they go to rent a room and pay money, the little money they have to get shelter, and they're forced to live in a pigsty.
Well, one of the people, Jessica Delaney was on yesterday talking about homeless, panhandlers, and transients. And we want to address that when we come back after the news. But that's one of the things she said is that people are being forced into the hotels because maybe they've got bad credit and they don't have the $2,500 to move into a nicer apartment. So they shouldn't have to live in filth like this. And it just compounds the problem and just leads into this complete, you know, this continuing cycle of homelessness and problems for people out there.
Well, we need to turn the hotels into valid hotels and not, give owners the ability to operate their businesses irresponsibly and just be slumlords. So we're done. We're working on that hotel now. As soon as we're done with that one, we're moving on to the next one.
That's the way to do it. And to hold them accountable. Again, it's responsibility. Hold them accountable for what they're doing. We'll be right back. Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti is our guest. And of course, Trish Clark with me as my co-host.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. There's an ongoing military operation at a gas plant in Algeria where workers, including Americans, were taken hostage by Muslim militants yesterday. A senior military official tells Fox at least one unarmed American drones over the site providing intelligence. Some of the hostages, including Americans, have escaped. The kidnappers, though, say they've had casualties, that some hostages are dead, with some still being held. That gas facility operated jointly by BP and other companies.
Sadly, there have been reports of casualties, but BP says we are still lacking any confirmed or reliable information. There are also reports of hostages being released or escaping, and the chief executive, Bob Dudley, says supporting the families is our priority.
Sky News correspondent Tim Marshall. The Irish Foreign Ministry confirms a worker from there has escaped. This is a Fox News alert.
You are a responsible gun owner. Whether you like to hunt, target shoot, enjoy working on weapons, or just want to own one for protection, Bastiani Arms is the place for you. Bastiani Arms is Reading's leading firearm headquarters. Friendly, professional customer service, a commitment to education, and Reading's finest product lines. They pride themselves on only selling quality firearms. Hunters, target shooters, and law enforcement officials agree that Bastiani Arms is a trusted resource for advice, sales, and repair of firearms. They've earned a reputation for quality and excellence, and they're committed to safe, responsible gun ownership. Call Bastiani Arms today at 530-222-8222 and talk to one of their trained professionals. Ask about their firearm instruction, concealed carry, and hunter safety classes. See Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading or call 530-222-8222. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today. for less.
Can you handle the truth? Are you tired of the mainstream media spin? Do you believe that the economy is recovering? Are you prepared for the economic collapse that's coming? Are you prepared for hyperinflation? Do you think the government will solve your problems? Do you care about your children's future? Are you self-reliant? Will you fight for your freedom? Want solutions? Want the truth? Tune in to 1460 Sovereign Minds Radio now at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings, where we always handle the truth.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back, Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, is on sabbatical, and my Thursday host with me is, of course, Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Our friends down there, DC Tim and the Man in Black. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold and a bastion for the Second Amendment, which is under fire right now. We were just discussing that during the break. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti, and we talked about how the crime rate, even though it was up from last year, is going down steadily, and probably possible reasons for that. The proactive stance that you and our local bar owners are taking for downtown to make sure that there's no problems, that people feel absolutely safe walking around down there. And now, one of the initiatives that's come up, and it's going to come up really strong here in the next week or two, is the stop feeding their habits for panhandlers.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the homeless issue is a difficult issue for us in the police, because homelessness is not a crime.
It's
a social issue, not a criminal issue. And, you know, we're kind of thrown in the middle here because, you know, we have people screaming at us that we're not doing enough to combat the panhandlers in the homeless encampments and everything else. And then on the other side, I've got the homeless advocates screaming at me because we're harassing the homeless. And then you've got, you know, the series of court decisions that have even put more restrictions on what we can do with panhandling and other things. So really what I've tried to do is marry up the Reading Merchants Crime Watch group and Ed Rollman's group with Jessica Delaney from the Homeless Continuum of Care, and kind of connect the people with the services to help the homeless with those that want to take action to solve this problem in our community. And then I'm kind of backing out of that because unless they commit a crime, they're really not a police issue.
It's not your job. And what I was really happy to see yesterday was Jessica Delaney, who's obviously in the corner of the homeless. I mean, 15 years in the job. It's not an easy job, and she has worked so hard for it. She is one of the ones that believes that we have to stop giving money to panhandlers.
Well, I mean, if you look, and I think last February or so, we put out the cards on the Reading Police website that I worked with Jessica on, you know, what we put on there. We really need to make sure that we do everything that we can to get those people to the services that can help them solve the condition that's creating their homelessness, whether that be mental illness, drug and alcohol addiction. And what my officers see when they see the panhandlers is that money goes towards those addictions. And, you know, that's why we ask people to give them the card that refers them to mental health, drug and alcohol counseling, the rescue mission and places like that can help them solve that. The thing that I like about Jessica is about solving the condition, not enabling the condition. And I don't, you know, it's tough because then when we get to, you know, I'm responsible for Bob Brannon that goes out and does the community cleanup stuff. But, you know, Bob Brannon, I think, is a very sensitive person when it comes to their condition. He's very respected actually by a lot of the homeless people, but we also can't leave. He went to a homeless camp the other day and removed 3,800 pounds of garbage. So we can't just let the garbage that's created just lay around the community. So I do have a responsibility, and I'm given that responsibility by the city council to have Bob go around and clean it up. But the root issue of homelessness is really not a criminal issue. And, you know, unless they commit a crime, if they do a burglary or we catch them with drugs or something like that, then obviously there's action for us to take. But the root issue is a social issue, not necessarily a police issue.
And I think the important distinction that Jessica made yesterday and the thing that I really honed in on was that she's very involved, as you indicate, with the homeless people. She knows who the homeless people are. She can identify a lot of them by name. And she made the statement on the air yesterday that she doesn't know any of those panhandlers standing with signs on the corners. Those are not our people.
It was actually kind of shocking when Jessica and I first started talking, because she said that our homeless population is local people that have been in long-term poverty and things like that. And my officers are saying, no, they're not. They're from Wyoming, Colorado, Oregon. We're talking about two different populations, because she is dealing with those people that are coming looking for help. And we're dealing with those people that, because of their addiction, have made a life choice. And then mixed into the middle of that, you have the mentally ill that probably don't even know they need help. And how do you, the law says on a 5150 of the Welfare and Institutions Code that the only way that we can force them to go to mental health is if they're a danger to themselves, to others, or unable to care for themselves. Well, there's a lot of mentally ill walking around that aren't any of those three. So we can't just say, well, you're mentally ill, here's handcuffs, let's take you to mental health. It doesn't work that way. So how do you reach out to that middle group there to get them to realize that they need some help as well? So, you know, the juggling act when you talk about the homeless is remaining compassionate to those that want help and need help, but showing a little tough love to those that don't want your help right now. So it's a complex issue.
It is. It's not easy. And when you see people, and we're going to take a break here, but when you see people that are fighting it and, you know, and saying, oh, you horrible person, you hate the homeless, it's got nothing to do with that. Helping the homeless is something, you know, getting them back, helping them get back on their feet and all that. That is something we should try to achieve, you know, especially the ones with families. But going out and giving money to people to feed their habit is not the way to do it. And we're not talking $10 or $15. We're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars a year that could be going into programs that can help people. But we'll be right back. Chief Rob Peletti is our guest. Trish Clark, of course, is my co-host. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Have you ever served in the armed forces? Were you in the National Guard or a reservist who deployed on active duty? Are you in need of housing, or do you know of a veteran who needs housing? As a veteran, you should know that there are services available for you. Drop by the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street in Reading. There will be food and refreshments and one-on-one information. The more veterans who know about these services, the fewer will be left behind. We need your help to get the word out. If we can identify 300 veterans who are couch surfing or staying with friends or family or who are homeless, additional housing assistance will be made available for veterans in Shasta County. So we're counting on you to be at the Veterans Hall for the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Wednesday, January 30th.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. KCNR 1460. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 4,000 happy customers, senior and veteran discounts, competitive prices, family operated, locally owned. All employees are safety trained. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. 530-365-3793. Let's go to the phones. Mark, Mark, you're live on KCNR.
Good morning, Carl, Trish, and Chief. How are you guys doing?
We're
good.
Fine, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Good. Listen, I just had to throw in my little 2 cents worth because we were talking about the problem with the hotels down there and the accountability. You know, being a former landlord with the, what seems to be happening as well is, and I'm not by any means saying that the landlord shouldn't be held accountable, but they're not the ones tearing up the rooms and causing all the damage either. And California has swung so far to the left to protect the renters that they don't have any protections for the landlord. So the landlord cleans this thing up time after time after time after time and gets to a point where they throw their hands up because they can't afford to. And so if they have to charge the amounts to cover the cost, it starts to make it unaffordable, so these guys are going to basically thrash themselves right out of a place to stay. And so I just wanted to kind of cover that because the people who are thrashing the rooms are not being held accountable either.
No, I understand that, Mark, and we're I try to be as sensitive as I can to the business community and the fact that they are operating a business. But when they show us a rent-ready room and there's blood and urine on the mattresses, that's a little – that's too much.
I totally get that. Well, I totally get that part. What I'm saying is that nobody ever gets prosecuted for putting it on, you know, for tearing the room up.
Well, we will. I mean, if somebody goes in and takes it, cause it kind of falls in between that criminal and civil matter. But, you know, if there's significant damage to a room, we will take a vandalism report if they intentionally just thrash the room. But I can't take a vandalism report if somebody, you know, wets the bed. So, you know,
the problem is, though, when you go to the court system, I've been in the court system and nothing ever happens. Nobody ever gets reimbursed for the damages, and then the landlord eats the whole thing. And that California has been very, very leaning that way for a long time. So it's not, there's not a balanced approach.
Yeah, I do understand that. But when you, if you're ever interested, get a hold of me, come down, and I'll show you the pictures of what the conditions in that hotel actually were and the disrepair that owner allowed that hotel to get into, and you would see where we're coming from.
No, I totally get it. I mean, I do understand what you're saying, and I'm not trying to excuse that as much as I'm saying, you know, from my perspective, when I had a place, you know, after a while, I just got rid of the place because I threw my hands up after a while because I keep fixing it and they keep tearing it up.
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay, Mark. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call. And you're right. There's the other side to it.
Like that is. There's two sides.
There is. In that, you know.
All I wanted to do was inject the other side of it.
Well, you did that. All right. Thanks a lot, Mark. Mark Kent, by the way, is on Sovereign Minds on Saturday mornings. And Mark is a businessman. And so there is the other side to it. But on the, you know, you can only, you do so much. But I guess at a certain point, because you've got to pay for this damage. Ha, 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 ha. I mean, are they going to be arrested? Probably not. I mean, really.
Probably not.
Probably not. And because this is not that level of crime. Well, nor has probably has it ever been that level.
And they're a civil contract.
Yeah.
You know, between the renter and,
right,
and the,
so,
the person.
At a
and
certain
the court system
point,
and the people don't have,
yeah,
the money so that you can take them to court and you can, right, get a judgment against it, but you can't collect it.
And so
it is what it is.
So they're going to do that. So, you know, you clean it up and clean it up. And I see what he's saying. I mean, then at a certain point, you don't. But at a certain point,
it goes beyond. You know, I mean, there's probably that level there that's okay. It's, you know, maybe the bathroom's not as clean as it should be, but at a certain point, you know, they've just given up completely. And they're saying it's going to cost you $60 a night. And when you go in there, you should have had all your shots.
Yeah. So, anyway. Well, that and cover yourself in a hazmat suit.
So. Yeah. Well, anyway. Okay. You're getting ready to have a town hall.
You know, I wanted to do this a little bit earlier. One of the things I underestimated was how fast the Chiefs calendar actually fills up on a daily basis. So, January 30th at 6 o'clock. Now that my first year is done, and I want to be able to meet with the community and give some true perspectives on what the crime rate is, break the crime down into what types they are so that the community understands what is actually going on here. Talk about a little bit of the changes we've made in the Reading Police Department over the last year, some of the successes we've had, and kind of give them where our goals are for the next year or two. And then just take questions and answer questions of the community. And I think that, you will attest to the fact that I'm pretty, you won't have to wonder where we're thinking. You know, I'm pretty blunt, pretty honest. And I want to, it's a chance for me to interact with anyone that wants to show up. I do a lot of speaking at Rotary Clubs, Lions Clubs, Kiwanis Clubs, but, you know, those are select groups of the community, and I want to be able to be accessible to everyone. So I encourage everyone to come. I'll try to be as succinct as possible in describing things and as honest so that people understand what's going on in their community.
And, you know, we constantly hear that we can't get to our public officials, that we have no access. We hear people complaining. Nobody's listening. I have no opportunity. Boy, put a challenge out to the citizens of Reading. This is your opportunity. You want to talk to the police chief? You want to see who he is, the guy you're listening to, reading about in the paper? I challenge them to come. This is a great opportunity.
It'll be in the council chambers at 6 o'clock on January 30th. And depending on the outcome, I mean, if the place is packed, my intent right now is to do these every 3 months. So the community constantly gets – one of the challenges that I have when you – most of the information that comes from us goes through the media. And I think that, you know, the local media has actually been really good to me in trying to get information out and things like that. But just as a matter of format, I'll talk to a reporter for 30, 40 minutes, and there's one sentence in the report that's oftentimes not in the context that it was intended.
And nothing to do with what you were talking about.
If you haven't noticed, I'm a little wordy. So, you know, it's hard for me to, you know, I gotta kind of change my practices, be a little more succinct when I talk to them. But this is a chance for the community to hear the full explanation and ask me about anything police related that they want, and I will give them very forthright, honest answers.
Okay.
I'll have to teach you how to speak succinctly in the 30-second format, because that's the only way you'll ever get quoted accurately.
And we'll be right back on that one. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, our guest, Rob Pletty, Reading Police Chief, and we'll be back in a minute.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Tobacco and Brew would like to announce a very special cigar event, and you're invited. The Rocky Patel Cigar Event, 5 to 8 p.m. January 17th at Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's the Rocky Patel Cigar Event, free to all, with cigars available for purchase. Bring your friends and enjoy a nice smoke and good company at Tobacco and Brew, January 17th, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Tobacco and Brew is located at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Howdy, y'all. This is Michael Smalljohn of Mike's Outdoors. Please join me on Saturdays at 6 a.m. as we talk about the wide-open outdoors of Northern California. As in the past, Frank Galusha of MyOutdoorBuddy.com will be joining me with interesting hunting and fishing news. So please, join me, your host, Michael Smalljohn, with Frank Galusha of MyOutdoorBuddy.com on Saturdays at 6 a.m. for Mike's Outdoors, right here on KCNR 1460 AM.
In Shasta County, the rate of suicide is more than twice the rate of suicide for all of California. Experts believe suicide is the most preventable cause of premature death. Most people thinking about suicide don't want to die. They just want to end the pain they are feeling. When suicidal intent and risk are detected early, lives can be saved. There is hope. There is help. It's time. Let's talk. Please join us in supporting suicide prevention. Together, we can help save lives. Learn more at ShastaSuicidePrevention.com.
Attention all brides, grooms, and families. Sunday, January 27th at 11 a.m., Simpson University presents the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. More than 150 professional vendors. Plan your wedding all in one day, all in one place. Lots and lots of great prizes, including a honeymoon vacation, food tasting, cake samples, DJs, bands, honeymoon travel, and so much more. Just for you on your special day. Plan to attend and meet professionals who can make your wedding day special. For more information, call 223-3868. See you there!
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
Now on Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m., immediately following Free Fire Radio.
The Bold Truth is brought to you by Deja Vu, California Trailer and RV Sales, Stroop's Chainsaw, and Jones Fort on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back. No, KCNR 1460, Carl Bott and Trish Clark. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heated and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They are out there to help you and keep your house warm. Give them a call at 530-221-2642. Or go to their website at homecomfort.org. Good people. They do it right. They stand by it. And they guarantee their work. What can you ask more than that? Okay, Rob Pelletti, Reading Police Chief, who has been speaking the truth during the during the break here. A lot of stuff going on. One of the questions that came through the chat room, Second Amendment. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, you know, I know that the president issued numerous executive orders yesterday relative to gun control. And the fact of the matter is, I was out of the office all day yesterday at meetings. I have not sat down and read them. I do not know the details of them. So, you know, that unfortunately, that's something I'd probably have to delay commenting on until I come back to the show, because I don't know what all is in them at this point, and I don't want to speak from a position of I don't know.
Really? Gee, that's never stopped Joe Biden before. So he's vice president. You know, I just would, you know what, what I have been able to ascertain of these executive orders, they can't touch the right to own and bear arms, you know, the assault. Oh, get rid of assault weapons, whatever the hell they are. And that's, you know, ban high capacity magazines and all these things. But he can't do that. He can't do that with executive order. That has to go through the Congress. And he's already getting pushback from the Dems on that one.
But however, the arrogance of the president signing 23 orders on the Second Amendment, just 23 separate orders.
Well, no, some of them though.
Bypass the Constitution and just hit right in there, do anything I can do to ignore all this frivolous paperwork that the people have put before me that are supposed to control what I want to do as president.
Well, you know, I understand that one of them, though, you know, the NRA's rolling along with that one is that making sure felons don't have weapons and sharing that information so they don't get them. You know, and there are some of them that there are some things that we can tighten that kind of stuff up.
We don't need an executive order to enforce the laws that are on the book. And that's true. Exactly most of it is.
The difference is, and from what I've read so far and what I know of it, is that a lot of states don't have that. So I think really for us in California, I'm not sure that there's going to be a whole lot of change, because I think really what they're doing is bringing the federal law up to where California is, where there's waiting periods and felony checks and things like that. Whether you agree with it or not, the fact of the matter is, I'm not sure there's going to be that much change for California.
Well, Brown has said,
but I don't know that for sure because I haven't read them all yet.
Well, Brown has said that he's not planning on introducing any new gun laws. But then again, he doesn't have to.
He hasn't looked at what New York did, and that's where we need to focus.
There's a bunch of crazy people down in the assembly in the Senate. They're more than happy. Those pesky bullets. You don't need all those bullets. Well, how much is too much? You know, haven't even gotten into that.
Yeah, we need to look at what New York did, because they jumped out ahead of the president to try to come up with some stuff. And it's my understanding we need to do some research on that, because there's a lot of really different stuff that they enacted in the state of New York.
Chief, what do you got big coming on here in the next month or two? Anything that in the last 2 minutes here that you want to share with us? I know that you're pushing out more patrols and all this.
Well, we've one of the big things we did in the last year is we started a new shift schedule. And instead of straight 10s, it's a combination of 10-hour shifts and 12-hour shifts for the various shifts that we put forward. That has actually saved us a lot of money. It has put more officers on each of the shifts, and it's allowed us to complete already this year our mandatory state training. So now that one day a month, we're actually putting two-man patrols out to work, you know, proactive work. We're trying to be as productive as we can with the resources that were provided, and I think we're being pretty successful so far. I encourage everyone, please come to the town hall meeting. I need to hear your concerns as much as you guys deserve to get an update on what's going on.
And we'll talk about that. We got a question. We got a caller. Okay, we got
we have Ted on the line.
Okay, we just got like less than we got about like a minute left. So Ted, what's your question?
Here's my question, and I know that you guys are just down to the show. Down to the end of the show. Chief, thanks for taking my question. Seems like the chief has remained pretty tight-lipped regarding his CCW carriers in the city of Reading. I know the sheriff runs that program. I was just wondering what his opinion was of the program as it stands now and how it compares to where he came from down in Stockton.
Well, when I was in Stockton, they don't issue CCW permits. The sheriff doesn't. The chief issues very few. I'm very supportive of Tom Basenko's, program. And all I ask is, you know, like I've said before on this show, if you have a CCW, please don't drink and carry. You know, I tell my cops the same thing. And, let us know up front that you have it. Show us the documentation. And then everyone, when you contact the police, is on an even playing field and they know you have the gun. That's all I ask.
Okay. All right, we'll talk more about this next time the chief's on. Tomorrow, retired police chief Bob Blankenship is going to be on with us, and Mark Beecham. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
A raid on a complex where terrorists have been holding Americans and others hostage. Some have died, some have escaped. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen has the latest live.
Dave, the situation seems chaotic. It's been several hours since the Algerian army launched an attempt to take control of the gas field where militants claimed they were holding 41 Westerners, including some Americans. Algeria's interior minister says the area is surrounded and that the solution can be either peaceful or violent. There are unconfirmed reports people have been killed. Other reports suggest some hostages, including Americans, have escaped. Ireland says one of its citizens got out safely. Dave?
Simon, he's accused of going into villages and massacring 16 Afghan civilians. A U.S. soldier due in military court this hour near Seattle.
The U.S. Army is seeking to bar Staff Sergeant Robert Bales from using any mental health illness.